Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, part of the conversation, part of everything, really. It's the only way we win, right? When you decide that you want to do something, you decide there's a process by which you need to use, right, to get involved, find it, and do it. You know, I know in the first hour, Kimberly and I were going back and forth with something. And I just, you know, I really feel that we're gonna have some real issues in the upcoming election. And if we don't get involved, if we don't really get engaged, if we don't really make sure we know and see and understand what's going on, we're gonna have a major problem. I think we're gonna have a new age civil war, if you would. I know some of you don't agree with me. It's okay. I think you're gonna see. I'm not calling for it. I'm not looking forward to it. I will protect myself and my family any way I need to. But I mean, in all seriousness, you got to pay attention, and you got to be ready to defend, because you know the government's not going to look at what's happening in the stores, right? You know, and look at you tell me the best of the best for the Democrat Party is Joe Biden, who's mentally losing it big time. Feinstein, she's already lost. She couldn't even vote on something. You saw her in the, what was it, one of the chambers trying to vote on an issue. She had it written down right in front of her. She couldn't even read it. She couldn't understand what she needed to do. This is the best, in all sincerity. Maxine Waters, right, yeah, perfect. And then this one, the embarrassment to the country, second only to Joe Biden. Take a listen.
Not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941, September 11th. 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
God, what a piece of trash. And I don't care if she's the vice president. I don't care if she's a she. I don't care that she's a woman of color. She's a human being. She's a person. And to take something like Pearl Harbor, 3,000 sleeping soldiers, for the most part, military personnel, early on a Sunday morning when they knew they would have us because we wouldn't be doing much anything, they killed all those people. The Japanese government killed all those people. Over 3,000. Extremist Islamist terrorists went and took down the World Trade Center. And since the aftermath and what have you, thousands, more than 3,000, have died. All right? January 6th, you're finding out now that nobody, zero, zip, died because of the rioters. However, we did have one Capitol Police officer shoot a white woman who wasn't armed. He shot through a window. I mean, give me a break. He was not in danger. Now, what took place that day was wrong. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Think about all that. Put it together. Stop believing what you read on CNN, MSNBC, even Newsmax or Fox or whatever. Use your own brain. Come on, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The Kremlin confirmed, as you heard, that Little Kim is going to meet with Russian President Putin. It's just amazing. He's actually going to travel to Russia. And you think about this. We had a relationship with these people. No, we weren't the best of friends. But we had relationships with these people. We were keeping rockets from being, shot off. We had all of this stuff we had in control. And look what happened when Joe Biden took over. Joe Biden, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. yours. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I mean, seriously, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, involved, engaged, trying to figure out what's going on. Right? I mean, seriously, no joke. I want you to work things for you. You've got to use your brain. You can't be spoon-fed by everybody else. Please don't be spoon-fed by everybody else. Really, work it through on your own. Look, you'd be surprised what you could find out. You'd be surprised what you know to happen. Anyhow, if you're in California, you know the craziness that's going on out here. You know it. You're not ignorant to it. You hear it all the time. You hear me talk about it. If you ever watch Johnny Carson at all, he used to talk about Burbank, California all the time. Beautiful place. Really, it was. Yeah, I don't go there that often anymore. But they did a lot of work in that city. It was really nice to go there. Great places to hang out and enjoy. Mayor Burbank is now running, I think he's running for supervisor or something. It doesn't really much matter. He's running for another seat. And I recently had a conversation with him, short one, at a pregnancy center event. Now, unlike Planned Parenthood, pregnancy centers are actually there to save babies' lives, not take them. And they work with the pregnant girl to, hey, you know, maybe this isn't as bad as you think it is. Let's think it through. Let's work it through. Let's see what we can do to help you. And this guy showed up at that event and tried to say that those centers were a sham. They advertise, abortion type of things. Well, they don't. He lied. And he knew he was lying when he did it. You could tell. He was looking for airtime. That's what he was looking for. So now he's running for office. He ends up on this show because he actually got the video went national a couple days ago. And you'll see him being spanked by a drag queen at an event. And listen to himself, a little on the long side, but listen to himself try to defend himself for the stuff that he believes in and what he sees. Take a listen. Whoops. That would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah. When you say sexualized... I'm sorry, Ani. When you say sexualized gender ideology, do you mean it's simply a book that has a gay person in it?
No, I don't. Okay. There's gender ideology, and there's also sexualized content in our
what
library.
What does that mean, sexual... Someone kisses
Have you
someone?
Read Gender Queer? Have you read Gender Queer?
I have read Gender Queer. It's just...
You don't find that... You don't find that to be sexualized?
No.
Showing how to give oral sex in graphic format?
It's not graphic. Come on.
I'm happy to send you screenshots.
I've seen the screenshots.
So that's not graphic for an elementary class?
The video you showed her... They don't show that in... They don't read that book in...
No, that's in middle and high school, but it's porn that's in...
It's not... Oh, my...
Middle school starts at 11th grade. 11 years old, sorry. 11th, 12-year-old.
Yes, 7th grade. In this state, we do sex ed in middle school.
Sex ed does not...
Look, I've seen this book. I've asked for this book to be removed out of our own library at my high school, junior high and high school. The book has many illustrations on how to give oral sex, how to have anal sex, how to have sex. Okay? So he's lying. He's flat out. If he doesn't think that there's something wrong with that, he's not the man you should have as your mayor, as your councilman, or even your dog catcher at this point.
Success does not show illustrations of how to have homosexual oral sex. That's not what sex ed shows.
Ani, sorry, really quickly. Sex ed in middle school is about your body changing, why you're going through certain changes in your body.
And they do show pictures sometimes. They do.
That's fine with showing
they
pictures.
Show anatomical, biological pictures.
That's fine showing, exactly. So they show, that stuff is fine. We went through that. And then when you go to high school, it goes into more detail.
Of course
But recently, in the past couple of years.
So Constantine, you're on the record saying Gender Queer is a fantastic book to have in our library. Yes or no?
No, I didn't say that. Come on.
Is it an appropriate book?
He did say it. He said it by saying there was nothing wrong with it. This is where they like to play these word games.
Yes or no?
Middle school?
It's appropriate for certain ages.
Okay, what's certain
ages?
Look, you can't start banning books, all right? We're not going to go down
ages?
That path.
Which,
Right.
It's not, let's get something clear here. When they talk about banning books, they try to paint this picture of, you know, Nazi Germany, where Hitler doesn't allow certain books, and he starts banning books, and he has these big bonfires, right? Because the books now have to be burned. They're not good for the people. Burns the books. Now, you can't get them in Germany at the time. Wasn't like you go to the library and make it all happen. Just amazing. And let's go a little further with it, right? Today, you can't ban a book. Because even if you remove it from the library, even if you say, we're not going to have that book at our school campus, the smartphone that kid has in his hand, can grab any one of those books. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When they say these kind of things, it's just wrong. And they know they're lying. Really, they know they're lying. Anyway, every conversation we seem to have as of late, every conversation that we have in these areas seems to be all about sex, sexualizing young kids. You know, funny how they used to scream about sexualizing women. I guess until you hit the women age, or woman age, and then on top of all of that, you have to identify as a woman, then it's okay. Right? Is that how it works? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USC
USA News update. Lawyers for Donald Trump are moving for the judge in the former president's federal election case to recuse herself. In a Monday court filing, Trump's attorneys said they're unsure U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan can remain fair and impartial. They worry if her past harsh statements about Trump's ties to the January 6th Capitol riots. She's also been harsher at sentencing time for ground-level Capitol riot convicts. She alone will make the decision whether to recuse herself or not. President Biden took time later in the day and thousands of miles away from Ground Zero to remember those thousands lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. Biden spoke Monday to military service members at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage Monday afternoon.
It's more important than ever that we come together around the principle of American democracy, regardless of our political backgrounds.
Nearly 3,000 Americans died on September 11, 2001. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. And I mean that seriously. Get engaged, get informed, then get involved. And it truly is not that hard. You can make these things work. You can take your time and do it the right way and make these things work. All right. There's so much I want to try. So much I want to try to get through. You know, I don't know if you know, if you guys know about this, but the board. I can't think of what is the name. Never mind. But the board, board has decided to defend Shane Murnim, the elementary school principal who is also a drag queen. But. That's not where it's at. Oh, Joe, get over it, drag queen. No, here's the problem. He was arrested on child porn charges. So the board's still going to stick up for this guy. How do you do that? Right? You have to ask. How did you let this person in to begin with? It doesn't make any sense. And really, they should be taking a task for this. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And then, when you look at this as a whole, should there be guidelines for teachers, principals, whatever, that you let into the classroom? I'm just asking. I know I would love to know that when I drop my child off, that teacher, that person has never been, convicted of a crime like that or even been brought to court for it. You know, because sometimes these things are pleated down. Sometimes what ends up happening, not even that they're pleated, just pleated down. But sometimes what ends up happening is the evidence gets screwed up. Right? The person who originally going to testify decides not to testify. So don't give me that stuff. Look, I know of a story of a teacher. I think I've told the story before. That actually was looking on the internet to have sex with a 14-year-old. A teacher. Middle school or high school. I can't remember how the story went. And the 14-year-old agreed to have sex with him if he went and got her drugs. He had to go find the drugs. Then he had to take those drugs and drive 40 minutes to where this person was. So there was total intent here to break the law, to use, illegal drugs, and go have... Well, he got caught, obviously, because it wasn't a 14-year-old girl. It was a 35-year-old cop. And got arrested. Got in front of the judge, says he has an addiction to sex and drugs. Or an addiction to sex or drug. The judge says, you go get help, we'll drop all the charges. Now, in California, if you're convicted of those things, you've been arrested and convicted, you can't be a teacher. He couldn't be in front of kids. Wasn't going to happen. And what happens? He goes to the program, gets a clean bill of health, charges get dropped, he goes back to teaching. Only in California. That guy should never be near kids again. Oh, the wonderful AOC. She's at it again. She shared a video with her followers on Instagram that disputes the crippling inflation Americans are struggling with, and she suggests it's just propaganda. It's not real. Now, AOC's and others on the far left, they can't admit that Joe's Bidenomics is blowing up in their face. Remember, she's got a degree. She's got a degree in economics. Come on. If you didn't choke on that, or if that didn't make you laugh, you're not paying attention. In AOC's district, where many people are struggling just like other Americans all over the country, some are starting to question her sanity. Really? It took what was going on in your wallet? Now, a lot of them that were interviewed in the streets, her constituents claimed that inflation is propaganda. She's crazy. The firebrand Democrat congresswoman, she used her Instagram stories to share a video from New Zealand's left-wing Liberation League, in which an activist claimed that propaganda surrounding inflation was designed to protect greedy shareholders, who are truly to blame for the rising cost of living. Right, because shareholders expect to get some money. Right, they expect to get money back for what they're doing. Think about it. And because you want to charge more, because you want the company to make a profit, because you want to turn a profit on what you've invested, that makes you a bad person. Wouldn't you love it? Look at AOC's portfolio at this point. Anyway, that's disgusting, by the way. But when the Post visited Ocasio-Cortez constituents in the 14th District, right, it covers both Queens and the southeastern part of the Bronx. All of them reported economic pain, and many said that the Biden administration should not be let off the hook. Letitia Law, 41, she's a certified nurse assistant. She's a single mom of three and a grandmother. She paused outside the particular food chain to say that she was struggling financially since the pandemic. She said inflation is real, and the fault lies as much with the government as it does with big corporations. Law said she's been to the grocery store recently. $1,000 ain't nothing no more. $100 ain't nothing no more. Maybe she should spend some time in the projects and really help people. All right, see, there you go. That woman will vote for AOC again, though, over a Republican. You watch. 65% of Americans believe that inflation is a very big problem. People are seeing the pitfalls of Bidenomics. They're blaming Bidenomics for this. And as well they should, by the way. And none of this is going to change anytime soon. Until Democrats are voted out, nothing changes. But AOC is telling her people, it's just propaganda. It's really the rich folk doing this. I mean, how drugged up do you have to be to believe that? And it doesn't get any better as it goes on. These people, they just don't stop. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Speaking of Bidenomics, ABC's John Carl, he slammed Bidenomics. And he admitted that the majority of Democrats, they don't want Joe Biden to run. Screwing everything up. You know, I mean, even Obama said, right, leave it to Joe. You'll screw up anything. They're getting ready to throw Joe Biden in the garbage can. Right? ABC's John Carl on Sunday night. He highlighted the recent CNN poll that spells trouble for Biden. Majority of Democrat voters wish that they had an alternate to Joe Biden. Now, Biden keeps touting his failed economy agenda as doing great, doing booming, making things so much better. Right. He said the Bidenomics is working. I mean, he visited union workers in Philadelphia who actually are having a hard time financially. He stood in front of a whiteboard to explain that couldn't explain his own whiteboard, his own Bidenomics. That's what do you know, right? Oh, God. I mean, you think about this. If you have to work overtime, if you have to work triple time to explain to people why Bidenomics is good and how it's working because you don't understand it, even though you can't put the same amount of food on the table that you did a couple of years ago, even though you can't fill your tank as often as you did a couple of years ago. Seriously. 61% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 61%. And frankly, even if you're making good money, you know, six figures, it's still tough to live in this country. Well, under Bidenomics, I should say. 44% of Americans are earning over $100,000 a year, and they're living paycheck to paycheck. Right? No one's buying this anymore. Homes are hard to purchase. 7% is out of touch for some people on mortgage rates. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. More bad news after the break. I promise.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I am back. Joe Massive, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me, actually. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation here, you know, and seriously, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I don't really care whether we're on the same pages or not. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Okay, got a lot of little rapid stories I want to try to get through, you know, before my time's up. I thought these were cool little stories. Some of you guys send me stories during the week. I just can't get to them. And when I do, I forget who I got them from. Anyway, when I have Alfonso Rachel on, we always talk about things like systemic racism. And he's very good about, you know, just laying it out in plain simple English. Look, systemic racism does exist. I mean, for a long time, I kept saying it didn't. But when he explains it properly, you can say, yeah, actually, it does exist. It's kept alive by the left. Not by liberals, but by the left. Think about this. A Princeton course, disturbing course, claims that black individuals are disabled. Why? Due to systemic racism. So right off the bat, because you're black and there's a white population, you are handicapped. It's not true. It's far from the matter of fact, how dare you even think that? The thought of that being true is racist. Ooh, he's black. Ah, poor guy. Doesn't stand a chance. Really? I mean, really, think about it. He wants black. This is a professor at a college. The name of the course taught is The Healing Humanities, Decolorizing Trauma. The curriculum teaches that black people should be considered disabled due to the systemic racism in America. Systemic racists refer to the system in society that create racial inequity for people of color. Now, the course's description says that systemic racism in America is why black people should be considered oppressed and disabled. So I guess what do they want to do, give me depression drugs? Are you hearing this? Are you getting this? I mean, this stuff is ridiculous. And we let them get away with it. Easily let them get away with it. Because you don't push back. And you know what the funny thing about it is that when the black community pushes back, what do they get? You're an Uncle Tom. You don't know what you're talking about. They've got you brainwashed. And I do agree with some of my black buddies who say, you know, why even fight it? They're idiots anyhow. I'm not going to change their mind. I know what's better. Why bother with them? Why? Because they keep going, and then what they end up doing is they end up influencing some of your, some people in your group that are easily influenced by that kind of garbage. Just amazing. All right, question for some of you. How far are you willing to go to hold on to your principles? You know, many of you think you've got great, strong relationships with your kids or your grandkids or whoever, for that matter, you know, family members. My question is, do you? Because true friends, true love, true relationships is when you can sit there and talk religion and politics with either one of them, with any of them, and you still go home hugging and kissing. Everybody's happy. Look, my family's in Boston. Now, you already know what Boston's like. Now, I will say the majority of my family are conservative, not hardcore right-wing conservatives. Actually, most of them are registered Democrats. Just what they are. They vote any way they want to. They haven't put it all together. They're not in it every day like I am. And we had some serious conversations back in, when I went back there a couple of months ago, about politics and life and the economy and all of that stuff. And some of it we didn't agree on. We were not on the same page. But the beauty behind it is that when we were all done, it was hugs, kisses, we ate food, we talked, we loved on each other, we, you know, talked about the fact that it's been too long, we haven't seen each other in so long, which is the way it's supposed to be. But I couldn't sit there with them. If they were on me because I don't believe in abortion, if they were going to all that, yeah, I could still love on them. I could still love my family, but I couldn't really interact with them to a degree. And if they're in my house and they tell me, look, I don't want to talk about this God thing, not interested, no, we're not going to pray before we eat our food or whatever the situation is, well, guess what? Yeah, I'm not interested in you either. And even though you're my flesh and blood, I mean, for my Christian friends, remember, Christ said he didn't come to unite the family. That his gospel would tear apart families. Right? Would tear mother from son, daughter from father, whatever. Yeah, that's Joe's version, by the way. You can read and find out on your own. So if you're more worried about keeping your relationship with your son or your daughter as opposed to keeping up with the Word of God, then you got a problem. You really don't understand. You don't have the family boundaries you think you have. Right? And you hear people talk about the solid bond they have, and then you hear them in the next breath. You'll hear them say something like, I can't talk politics. If I want to see my grandkids, I can't talk about politics. If I want to see my niece and nephews, I can't. I got to take down the. I got to take down my picture of Trump on the wall. Right? I got to take down my MAGA stuff. It's not a relationship you want to have. That is a toxic relationship. That relationship does not work. When you operate in fear, when you're having a relationship out of fear, when you're having a relationship because you're afraid that, you know, and you tweak around who you are, that's not a relationship. That person is ruling you, is ruling your life, is yanking you around the way they see fit and the way they see the relationship should be without any thought process of who you are, or what you should have to say. Are you telling me they don't have to? They don't have to, I don't know, kind of give in to some of your quirks, your thoughts, your beliefs? I mean, seriously. And then what about people with addictions? And not just political addictions. Right, let's talk about drinking addictions. Right, you got that son, daughter, niece, nephew, what have you. Can't stay sober, want to come over to the house, start trouble every time, throw them back a few drinks. You going to keep allowing that in your house? I'm just asking you, because I'm seeing it happen more and more. We're coming out of 9/11, I mean, coming out of the pandemic, if you would. Scandemic, I like better. Coming out of that, people weren't able to see their kids, they weren't able to see the grandkids, and now they're kind of freaking out. They don't want to start any fights with them because, you know, now they get to see their grandkids again, and they're happy. But is that really where you want to be? I mean, seriously. Is it more important to be truthful and honest and stand for something, and later on your grandkids will know, well, the reason they did that was because they believed in this and they were willing to stand for it? I don't. You guys have to decide that. I'm asking the question. That's all. I will tell you that Tammy and I took a stand on certain issues. Yeah, my kids are all conservative, but we took a stand on some things that we didn't want in our house that we believed was wrong, and we weren't going to give in on our belief system. And I won't say we won, but we prevailed. And sometimes we didn't see a kid or a grandchild for a year or for 2 years. But ultimately, that relationship was stronger because they knew where we stood. Muslim dad said the Maryland schools engaged in clear indoctrination. And this whole thing about white supremacy, he said it's a farce. It's a joke. And the funny thing about it was Kareem Modib, he's from the Middle East, he would, in most logical conversations, be considered a person of color. But he can't be because he doesn't line up with these people now. Now, he says in Montgomery County Public Schools, he's holding religious students hostage by refusing to allow parents to opt children out of controversial content related to gender. Now, he's 45 years old. He's the father of four sons. He's lived in Maryland for 20 years. He became actively involved in the local community after the Maryland House of Delegates voted to use state funding for gender affirmation. It's a term that Monib described as gender mutilation surgery. He said, I've been following that. I was very concerned about what was going to happen in the county, in the country. This spread of gender ideology and the impact it's had on our kids, he said, is just wrong. He's now co-founded a new organization, the Coalition for Virtue, alongside his wife and friends. Now, the Organization of American Muslims works strategically with members of other faith communities to promote virtue. And in his case, it's grounded in Islamic tradition. You know, we always talk about finding common ground. I don't believe all the religions are the same, but I do believe that some of these religious beliefs hold the same values we have. Family, children, morality, that kind of thing. Protecting your kids. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.